were in the fifth day of a partial federal government shutdown. Members of Congress went home for the holidays and won't be back on the Hill until tomorrow. They'll still be getting paid, by the way. Meanwhile, about 800,000 federal employees have either been furloughed or are working through the shutdown without pay. This is the third government shutdown in President Trump's tenure, and it comes after he rejected a bipartisan budget deal from Congress. The president insisted they set aside $5 billion for a wall on the southern border. Here to walk us through the latest is Emily Cochran, congressional reporter for The New York Times. Hi, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
So the shutdown went into effect last Friday at midnight as many people were getting ready to, you know, for their holiday season. Has there been any movement between the two parties since then?
Not really. The vice president made an offer on Saturday that the Democrats rejected. It would have cut the amount of money the president has demanded for the border wall, but it would have allocated another set of money for immigration purposes. At this point, before lawmakers come back tomorrow, we do seem to remain at this impasse with both sides hardening over their respective positions.
Can you give us a sense? I mean, we sort of just mentioned this in the introduction. The president says he wants the $5 billion for his wall. What, if any, sort of wiggle room do you see here? Are both of these parties entrenched in an either-or situation?
At this point, because there is a change of power coming in January in a matter of days when the Democrats take the House majority, it does seem that both sides are pretty entrenched, as you said. The issue comes down to how you define border security for the president. That's $5 billion for a wall, although he's kind of changed how he defines a wall. And he's described it in a tweet as artistic slats. He's gone back to a concrete wall. For Democrats, they don't want to fulfill the promise, the campaign promise of a wall. They want to see fencing. And the money that they did allocate in the original spending bills would have had funds for border security, just not a wall. And that's something they're not willing to really compromise on.
Republicans control right now. You said there's going to, obviously, we know there will be a shift in power in January. But as of now, Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Why can't they make the bill happen on their own?
In the Senate, there's a 60-vote threshold that has to be met in order to get this bill through. And while the Republicans do have a majority, they don't have 60 votes. So they do need Democratic support to get a bill through the Senate. And at this point, they don't have that.
You mentioned that the Republicans need 60 votes, 6-0 votes, in order to get this plan move forward. They don't have the votes. Is there any support among Republicans to get rid of that 60-vote requirement?
Not really. That's known as the nuclear option. And I think for a lot of Republicans, they see that as opening the door to being on the wrong end of that if they're in the minority and having to deal with policies they're not comfortable with. Washington has become more partisan, and that 60-vote threshold, it has been a pretty sufficient way of making sure there is some sort of bipartisan support for a lot of the legislation that makes it through the Senate.
Let's talk a little bit about the folks who are being impacted by this economically, the finances of this shutdown. We know members of Congress are still getting paid, but there are many, many, many federal workers who are not getting paid. Who is still on the job? Who's affected by this? And who are some of those folks? How is this impacting everyday federal employees?
A lot of workers are furloughed, and a lot of workers are working without pay. The TSA agents that worked through the holiday travel season, they were not getting paid. If you work for one of the 9 federal departments or one of the many agencies whose funding lapsed, you are absolutely being impacted. I think it'll be a little bit before we see what the full economic impact of this shutdown was. There are, in terms of, for example, national parks, my colleagues have written about how the states have dipped into their own treasuries as part of an effort to keep the national parks functioning during a pretty big season for them. But a lot of workers will be receiving back pay once the government starts again with full funding.
We are seeing right now there's a stalemate, and I'm wondering how long you think this might last. Initially, you know, I think a lot of us were thinking a couple days, but if the president doesn't get what he wants, he seems to be pretty okay with extending this shutdown.
There is a growing sense among lawmakers and aides that Nancy Pelosi taking the speaker's gavel come January 3rd is going to be what jumpstarts the government again, because once she takes the speaker's gavel, she could immediately pass legislation through the House without wall funding, and that puts it in Senator Mitch McConnell's court in the Senate, and he will have to take it up and decide whether or not he wants to pass it and put it on the president's desk. It really does seem for a lot of people like that's the point we're going to reach.
Also, you, of course, have been reporting through the weekend and during the holidays, so thank you for your work in that. I'm wondering, are you hearing what people are thinking about this shutdown, folks that aren't showing up in the media? Are you hearing what Republican lawmakers might be thinking, what Democratic lawmakers might be thinking behind the scenes as this continues?
Overall, there seems to be this broad sense of frustration. The shutdown has become one of the more common mechanisms to force, as one lawmaker told me, to force politicians to meet deadlines. Among lawmakers, in addition to being frustrated that the government had to be shut down, even a partial shutdown, but shut down in the first place, there's a desire to find a broader solution, not just keep punting the issue and delaying reform for immigration, delaying finding a solution for the Dreamers and for people who are in the country illegally. So those are the two main emotions right now.
Well, we will obviously be paying close attention as this continues. Emily Cochran is a congressional reporter for The New York Times. Emily, thank you again for your reporting.
Thank you for having me.